Saint Bernard of Clairvaux had allegedly written a prayer. It's called the Memorare. It was promoted in the 17th century. Of course, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux had already passed away. He did so in the 12th century, but in the 17th century, it was promoted by a priest of the name of Bernard. And the words, "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known in any age that anyone who fled to my protection employed thy help or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. Do not, O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise my petitions, but in thy mercy hear my prayer." So Maximilian Kolbe knew of this prayer, and he was very, very taken by a conversion of a hardened Jew by the name of Alphonsus Ratisbonde. Alphonsus Ratisbonde is now a venerable servant of God. He was told by his fiancée, who was very young, and Alphonsus was to inherit his uncle's bank. He was a rich Jew. Having gone to Naples and not intending to go to Rome, he found himself in a procession. He got on the wrong train. He was in Rome. He met up with people that he knew. His brother had converted to Catholicism and become a priest, and it caused a separation of them both. Now, Alphonsus would ridicule the Catholic faith, called pious devotions just silly little devotions which Catholics did. But he seemed to be open to the truth, but he'd always been saying, "I am born a Jew and I will remain a Jew and I will die a Jew." In his discussions, they put forth to him, his friends, "Would you say this prayer?" The prayer was the Memorare. "And would you also wear a miraculous medal?" And Alphonsus, to put his idea forth to prove his point that these pious devotions had no impact on people, did as they said. He recited the prayer for some 6 days and also wore the miraculous medal. And when he went to a church in Rome by the name of St. Andrea di Lafrati, he had an apparition of Our Lady. And the apparition transformed him because he was interiorly catechized, and within 20 minutes he knew the Catholic faith. He was later referred to for catechesis, and the Augustinian priest had said that he knew the catechism better than he did. Some 13 weeks later, that particular apparition was approved by the church, one of the fastest apparitions approved in the history of the church. St. Maximilian Kolbe was so taken by this, realizing the importance of the Immaculate has to the Jewish people, and especially for those rich young men who are sad when they turn away from God. Jesus had called the rich young man earlier, the gospel of yesterday, only a few verses prior to the one which we read today, and this young man had been keeping the commandments but turned away from Jesus, who had asked him to sell up everything and come follow me. Jesus had used these words, "come follow me," to other men, Peter, Andrew, James and John, and that was a call to apostleship. So Maximilian Kolbe was very much wanting to bring about the salvation of the Jews and of everyone, the hardened sinners in today's world, all those hideous crimes against children. God wants, St. Maximilian Kolbe would want those people saved. And out of all of this, St. Maximilian Kolbe talked very much about Freemasonry. Hundreds of pages of his letters are documented today and have been recorded in English in the year of 2016. And he also mentioned the Jews as being in a letter that he had written in 1922 as being the controllers of the Bolshevik Revolution. Communism. They are also the controllers of capitalism that you have here in America and in the West. It's the control of economies by a few. The difference in the West is that they are unknown, but in the Bolshevik and Red countries, the communist countries, the leaders are known. So I'm going to read to you something which is very important as to how we're to fight this fight. People are often heard to say something like, "What can we do? That organisation is so powerful. They have a lot of capital and so forth. These people have probably forgotten that St. Paul said, 'I have strength for everything in him who strengthens me.'" Philippians 4:13. How are we supposed to fight, especially as members of the Milita of the Immaculata? This is a pontifical organisation which was started by St. Maximilian Kolbe on the 16th of October in the year of 1917. It's to win the world for the Immaculate. Could we possibly march forward using our fists, giving in retaliation? No, that is not our task. The purpose that the Milita of the Immaculata has set for itself is the conquest of hearts over to her. She will do the rest. In their folly and wickedness, unfortunate people raise their hand against our most gracious Father to satisfy their cravings and grasp fleeting semblances of happiness. If we let them either do or bear at least something, even the smallest thing, for her, a breach will have already been made. By then, she will be entitled to take gentle and gradual possession of their hearts, to lay them in the burning heart of Jesus and make them happy. Out of love towards the wicked, we persecute all their wicked actions with all the energy we are capable of. We turn their hearts to the Immaculate by prayer and sacrifice and at our own personal expense. Subject their souls to her. They shall be infinitely grateful to us even on this earth. I myself have experienced this more than ever. Whoever makes one of these souls happy will have its wholehearted gratitude in return. Let us consider this challenge and realise that we ourselves need to be convicted that the way to bring about salvation in this world is through the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady, to draw people to Our Lady. St. Bernard also talked about Our Lady as being the neck, another word, the conduit, as St. Bonaventure used. She gave birth to the head, and the neck is that part where Mary Mediatrix is. She passes from the head all the graces, all the virtues, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the body. And the Holy Spirit, to be fruitful, the Father and the Son are fruitful by the Holy Spirit, but for the Holy Spirit himself to be fruitful, he is fruitful through Mary. Fruitful, as we heard in the Gospel of Luke 1:35, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Mary's spouse is the Holy Spirit. The fruit of life comes to us through Mary. The Holy Spirit operates through Mary. These are the thoughts of St. Maximian Kolbe. And remember, all his writings have been considered. He was canonized in 1982, and therefore the components of his writings, complementary to the Holy Spirit, are very much teachings of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.